This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Charity. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us min al-mutasaddiqeen, those who are charitable in all avenues of our life. Charity is the hallmark of a believer. It's always confined and tied to salah. Notice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu teaches us, that there are three pairings in the Qur'an. There are three concepts always attached with another three. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always in the Qur'an will say, أَطِيعُ اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, be obedient to God and also His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second pairing is, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, give your prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also spend in your wealth in that which is pleasing to Allah, and pay the zakah, the purification of your wealth. And the third and finally is, اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا, worship Allah alone, don't worship other than Allah, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and treat your families and your parents with good morality and ethics and righteous conduct. Those three concepts are always intertwined with each other in the Quran. Today, it's important for you and I to understand the concept of sadaqah and zakah. Now, notice these two words, when they're used on their own, they mean the same thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً, take from their wealth a sadaqah. What Allah means by it is zakah, because the word is not separated in the Quran in that particular ayah. So sadaqah in itself, it means to show your truthfulness in your belief in Allah. How is my charity a sign of my truthfulness and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Well, it's a very simple concept, that if I believe Allah is the provider, that Allah is the giver of all good, that Allah is the one who withholds some of the things that I want from me, if I believe that Allah is the giver and the taker, therefore that whatever I have that I give to others, it is a sign to Allah, a testament and an evidence that I believe Allah will return to me what I've spent. That I believe that Allah is the one who owns all things and that I'm just a distributor of that which Allah has blessed me with. That I believe that I'm a part and parcel of the life's betterment for other people. And therefore it becomes a sadaqatu burhan. The Prophet ﷺ says in the authentic hadith, charity is evidence for you. It is evidence on the day of judgment that I put the needs of other people before my wants. My needs were met, and there were certain things that I wanted, certain luxuries that I wished for, but I looked over there and I saw that that person didn't have their need. They didn't have their food. They didn't have their clothes. They didn't have their shelter. They didn't have their security. They didn't have their protection. They didn't have their education. They didn't have their nurturing in life. And I said to myself, no, I've been blessed and I want to share from what I have. I want to do it with a willingness and a voluntary intent to please Allah, to make somebody life's easier. This becomes great evidence on the Day of Judgment. Did you know that Allah tells us in the Quran that the first thing that people will say when they cross into the next life, when a person has left this life, when a person has passed away, and they're asked, what would you like to do if you were to go back? They will say, أتصدق وأكون من الصالح. I want to go back, I'll give charity. It's not I'll go back and I'll pray two rak'ah. I'll go back and make hajj. I'll go back and make umrah. I'll go back and fast Ramadan. No, I'll give charity. Why? Because it's evidence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see from you and I that we put other people's needs as a priority. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ قَصَاصًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the righteous from the Sahaba Ali ibn Abi Talib, that he would give from himself even though he needs it. Even though in his home he's lacking certain things, he sees somebody else is lacking more. And although I need it, I'm going to share and I'm going to split my date in half. Look at the words of the Prophet ﷺ. He says, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة, save yourself from hellfire even if it's by splitting, sharing half of your date. And this was actually a reality. Aisha radiallahu anha, in the house of the Prophet ﷺ, a lady knocked on the door and she had two young daughters with her. The hadith is in Sahih Muslim. And she She had asked everywhere else. Everyone in Medina was in hunger and famine. And the only place she could turn to, even though nobody wants to take food from the Prophet ﷺ, they would rather share their food with the Prophet ﷺ. She has nowhere to go. So she knocks on the door. They're starving. They're in a moment of difficulty. And she knocks and the Prophet is in home, ﷺ. And his wife Aisha answers and she says, Ya Umm al-Mu'mineen, do you have anything that you can share? And Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, Wa Rabbil Kaaba, by the Lord of the Kaaba, Almighty Allah, all we have in the house of the Prophet are 3 dates, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you can have them. So Aisha, without asking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without considering her own self, she gives the last 3 dates, the last food in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to this mother. And the mother takes the dates. She gives one to this daughter, one to this daughter, and the third one's in her hand, and her daughters wolf down the dates, and they look at the third date up in their mother's hand. And she sees them in that condition. She sees their hunger, so she decides to go hungry herself, and she breaks the date and gives each of them half, and she continues to be hungry. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, O Messenger of Allah, when he returned, such and such and such happened. The Prophet immediately said, Wajabat laha al-jannah, paradise is hers. Paradise is written for her for that act of love and service that she has shown. The ulama, they comment, if that paradise was for this woman who fed her own children, what then is the paradise that is set in store for Aisha radiallahu anha wa ardaha, the Prophet ﷺ, who they are the ones who are deprived and they're not their family that they have fed. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. May Allah make our charity our shelter on the Day of Judgment. In the authentic hadith, Prophet ﷺ said, your sadaqah will be your veil and your shelter and protection on the Day of Judgment. It will be like a cloud that protects you from the heat and the difficulty of the Day of Judgment. Allahumma ameen. Finally, the Prophet ﷺ, he said that there will be 7 types of people on the Day of Judgment who will be given shelter and protection and shade. When other people will desire it, they won't be given it. One of those 7 types of category of people is a person who gave with their right hand. They put their hand in their pocket, in their wallet, and gave with their right hand that they didn't count what was there. They just gave what they had, that even their left hand was unsure of how much was given. They didn't hold their wallet and open it and say, oh, not the 5, not the 10. Okay, I'll give a 1 or a 2. They didn't count. They just put it and gave in the path of Allah, to the path of assisting the needy. May Allah shelter us with our charity. May Allah make it evidence for us. And may Allah make us of those who are generous in spirit and heart. And if we have nothing to give of material, then let us remember the words of the Prophet ﷺ, تَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ صَدَقَةً, that when you greet your smile, بِوَجْهٍ طَلِقْ, when you greet your friend with a smiley face, your charity is an extension of the smile that you give. May Allah brighten our faces with charity. May Allah keep us happy and smiling and increase other people's prosperity through our generosity. And may Allah return to us all that we have spent. The Prophet ﷺ made a vow and a promise. مَا نَقَصَ مَالٍ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. Never will someone be poor because they gave charity from their wealth. Never will someone be deprived because they gave charity from their wealth. Never will someone be needing if they have given charity from their wealth. May Allah increase our prosperity through our charitableness. Allahumma ameen. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your brother Yahya Ibrahim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.